Hello, everyone.
Welcome again to another Word for Today with Ray. I just want to start by saying I'm so grateful and so thankful that you are studying God's Word. I want to encourage you. God loves you. He cares for you. And regardless of where you are in your life, He wants to reach out to you, and He does that through His Word. The Word of God is inspired by Him. It's taught by Him. He's our true teacher. He uses people to teach His Word, but the true teacher is the Holy Spirit of God. And Jesus said He would send His Holy Spirit to guide us into all truth, and He later promised the power of the Holy Spirit to help us to live according to that truth. That's why we go to Him in prayer. That's why we want to seek His face every time we begin to study the Word of God. I want to encourage you to do that on your own as well. Let's go to Him in prayer as we begin. Heavenly Father, we do invite You. We know that You want to be a part of this, and so we do invite You, Lord, to be a part of our study, to guide us into all truth by Your Holy Spirit, to give us the power to live according to what we learn in this truth that we have by Your Holy Spirit as well. And Lord, to be careful to give You the glory for everything that we learn and know. And so, Lord, we're blessed today. We give You thanks again for Your Word. And we do so in Jesus' name. Amen. The title to today's lesson is 12 Hours in the Day. It's taken from the book of John, chapter 11, verse 9. John the Apostle wrote after Jesus heard about Lazarus being sick. He abode 2 days still in the same place where he was. Then after that, said he to his disciples, "Let us go into Judea again." His disciples said to him, "Master, the Jews of late sought to stone you, and are you going there again?" And in chapter 11 and verse 9 of his book, John shared how Jesus asked his disciples, "Are there not 12 hours in the day?" where we read, "Jesus answered, are there not 12 hours in the day? If any man walk in the day, he stumbles not, because he sees the light of this world." The verse reads, "Jesus answered, are there not 12 hours in the day?" John began with the words, "Jesus answered," which means the Son of God, the Savior of mankind, and God incarnate, whose name means Jehovah is salvation, responded and began to ask, "Are there not 12 hours? Or do not 12 hours of time exist in the day?" which means within the sunrise to sunset. John shared how Jesus asked his disciples whether they knew there were 12 hours within the daytime. The verse continues, "If any man walk in the day, he stumbles not, because he sees the light of this world." John added the words, "if any man," which means whether any person, male or female, walks in the day or ambles about, makes their way during the daytime hours, he stumbles not, which means that person does not rush or trip upon something, because he sees the light. Or sense and on account that the person observes, notices, and discerns the illumination, torch, lamp, and brightness of this world, which means belonging to the earth. John shared how Jesus referred to the way a person does not trip over things while the light of the day is shining. When we think through John's words in this verse, we learn how Jesus referred to the way people are able to see during the daytime hours, because there is light to illuminate things they might otherwise trip over. Jesus will say more about this in our next verse, but for now, let it suffice us to know Jesus is the light of the world. And when a person observes the world through His illumination, they see clearly and do not stumble over circumstances, situations, and endeavors they might trip over otherwise. God loves people. And when they yield to His Son Jesus as their Lord and Savior, He directs their steps, and His Word becomes a lamp unto their feet and a light unto their path. You can see Psalms 119:105 for more about that. Next time, John shares how Jesus tells his disciples, "If a man walks in the night, he stumbles." So read ahead, and we shall join together then. Until tomorrow, there is more. And may the Lord bless you and keep you. May He make His face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift up His countenance upon you and give you peace as you continue to study His Word. In Jesus' name.